This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd Laborowicz Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. I'm your host, Todd Laborowicz, and this segment is brought to you by Clothesline Settlements, our preferred partner for all your closing needs. Well, you're in for a special treat today, because in the studio with us now is the one and only, Darren Cornes. He is the founder of Think, Make, Build. And you guys work in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia?
We do. We work in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and as well as Maryland's Eastern Shore. We just finished a waterfront home for someone in St. Michael's, actually, if anyone's ever been out there.
I love St. Michael's.
Beautiful part of the state.
Did you have to work in the summer or the winter?
No, this was a summer project. Started in January, February, ran through the summer, finished late fall. So it was a pristine time to be there. We had a boat we brought over there for the clients and take them out every once in a while for the crabs and beer and everything. That was great.
So that must have been a great project.
That's a huge break from working in the city.
Right. A big difference.
Yeah, huge.
Wonderful. Well, let me ask you a quick question. Think, Make, Build. That's such a great name for a company.
Yeah, thank you. It was a leap of faith when we made the decision to go with that name. That was actually a rebranding effort we did in 2010. When I started out in late 08, I actually just punted and went with a name, called it Capital Carpentry, because carpentry was one of my hobbies and something I enjoyed. We were in the Capitol and didn't put a lot of thought in the marketing and branding. And then, you know, starting at 08, it was tough, you know, the first year or so. And then by the time 2010 rolled around, we had actually managed to gain some momentum despite the economy, and decided, you know, it was time to take this seriously and landed our first project that had really good margins and turned a good profit. So, you know, dropped a considerable chunk of money on a design firm in Northeast DC called Design Army that helped us go through kind of the whole rebranding effort. And that was an interesting process. They had a whole questionnaire you fill out at the beginning that kind of gets to the heart of how you envision your company and how you want it to be perceived. And so many people wanted me to just go with cornice construction, or cornice is actually an architectural detail on a building. The cornice on a building is kind of what you see at the top. They're like, yeah, just go with cornice. I'm like, one, I hate my last name, and two, I don't have an ego where I need to have my name on the masthead. So let's go with something a little different. And Think, Make, Build was something that just kind of separated us from the pack. I mean, most firms out there, I mean, you hear Think, Make, Build, and you remember it usually. I know we were doing a project in Foggy Bottom, and I just happened to run into an old woman who lived in the Watergate, and we struck up a conversation. I told her the name of the company. She's like, oh, yeah, I saw your project on 25th Street, because we had a sign in front. She's like, you don't forget that name.
Right. It's very, very powerful.
Yeah, it's definitely served us well, and one of the things I think I attribute to the growth we've had over the last 4 years.
Very nice. And what about the history of Think, Make, Build? I know we went over the name, but tell me more about you and getting into...
Now, before that, I was actually working for a design build firm down in Vienna, Virginia, and... concurrently with that, my wife and I had moved into the D.C. Northeast Capitol Hill neighborhood about 10 years before that. And she had started actually doing real estate development, just flipping houses.
Okay.
And I was kind of managing the construction for her part-time as well as working a full-time job. And then in 06, 07, she talked me into kind of leaving the firm in Virginia and coming to work with her full-time.
That's a big step.
It was.
And, you know, especially in 06. Everything was going great.
No, everything was going great in 06. I had done a little more research. I probably would have second-guessed that. And, you know, so I worked with her 06, 07. And 08 came, and she got stuck with a couple of properties. And it kind of worked out well. I mean, working for her was nice. But from a development standpoint, like coming from the world of kind of custom building to developing, you can't do everything with the development property that you want to do as a builder sometimes, because there's a limit to what you can do, because you need to make money at the end of the day. It probably explains why she never made a bunch of money, because I was doing the construction.
But let's get into that, because your work is good.
Yeah. No, we.
I mean,
we
you got a good name, but you got a great reputation for your work.
No, we have. And that's one of the things we definitely. I mean, one of the things in our kind of our standards on the website is, you know, client satisfaction, regardless of personal sacrifice or cost. Mm-hmm. And I'm not afraid to lose money on a job. You hate to see it happen, and it doesn't happen very often. But we want to make sure it's done right at the end of the day. You know, we use the best materials possible, try and steer the client, you know, in the best, you know, kind of construction methods that they can afford. And I found, you know, doing the development stuff for me, I always found like, you know, like, hey, I'd really like to do this, or there's a better way to do this. And she was like, no, you can't do that, because that's going to cost way too much money. This is good. You know, this is good enough for development. And it kind of leaves you unsatisfied a little bit at the end of the day sometimes for me. But
it seems like you got to find yourself, because it was all about the profit and loss statements.
Yeah.
And making a profit on a deal. And it was kind of hard back doing it. And because it's hard to live with yourself because you're like, hey, I don't want to do that. This is what I want to do. I want to do good work.
Yeah.
And take on a project from an architect or a designer and really give it my all and make it your work.
Now, that was one of the things, because I was, you know, doing just, you know, really nice quality for the project she was doing. It definitely generated some interest from just, you know, private clients. And it was kind of an easy transition when I decided in 08 that, you know, we weren't going to continue with this, that we had had clients express interest in having me do, you know, a remodel or something for them. And, you know, when 08 came around, it looks like the development thing wasn't going to be something I could sustain with her, that it was easy to reach out to them and kind of parlay that into what was Capital Carpentry when I started, because it was kind of a quick transition. Mm-hmm. And because we had our first, in 08, we had our first child at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, hey, we need to keep some money coming in the door here. And now and then from there, through that 08, 09, 010, really kind of thought long and hard about what I want the company to be and the kind of work we want to be doing. And, you know, high-end residential architect, designer design projects and boutique commercial work.
Do you feel like you found your niche?
I do. I feel like we have, like, things like we just finished up the Wydown Coffee Bar, which is in Logan Circle, for two guys from St. Louis. That was just kind of, you know, two brothers who'd been looking for space, you know, for years and finally found one, and just a fun project, and we're actually working with the client. We're in the middle of the Andrew Keegan Theater on Church Street. It used to be called the Church Street Theater, which is a whole renovation for that, which is a nonprofit. And kind of, I hate to use the word feel good projects, but, you know, it's a nice group of people.
Very nice.
You know, a lot of soul, I guess you'd say.
So you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do.
And you're working on some great projects, and you love waking up every day.
I do. Now, I myself and everyone that works for me, we just genuinely enjoy the building industry.
Wonderful. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Darren Cornes. He is the founder of Think, Make, Build. I'm your host, Todd LeBorwood, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Darren, when you're working on a project, do you find inspiration working on these old homes, especially when the original details are intact?
Yeah, we do. It's nice when people want to maintain kind of the historic fabric of a house, especially when they've been in the house for a while. They want to stay there. And in this economy, in this market, in this market, it's hard for people to say, well, we're going to sell our house and just move somewhere else. It's better to stay a lot of times in your house. They love the neighborhood they're in. The kids have friends in the neighborhood. We're just starting a project now in Bethesda that the clients actually had talked to us almost a year ago and wanted to do something. And they're like, I think we're going to sell and just go find something else. And they really couldn't find anything in as great a neighborhood. So they're going to stay and put on this great addition on the back that'll give them kind of more living space, and the kids get to stay and everything. And at the end of the day, I mean, it works out best for them. We've had a lot of clients over the past years where they just love the neighborhood they're in. They love their house. They love the feel of it. And it just doesn't fit. I mean, if you have kids, you know, if you go from a family of two to a family of four or five, you know, space gets small really quickly. And that's one of the things that's gratifying for us when we have those kind of scenarios where the house just isn't working for them. We come in, do our thing, they come back, and they just love the place and just so glad they got to stay in their house and that it works for them now.
Now, let's talk about a project like that. Mm-hmm. So you have a situation like that. Are they coming directly to you, or are they going to an architect?
Now, for our scenario, they go to an architect first.
And okay, then and then they pull you in.
They do, and the architect, based upon the client's, you know, needs and wants and wishes and just the temperament of the client, you know, the architects will generally decide what kind of builder's a good fit for them. So.
Okay. And what kind of trends are you seeing in the design and the layouts?
You know, more and more, I mean, the open concept has always been very popular, and I think that is going to, you know, maintain for a while, but definitely more modern. Especially our name, you know, is a little bit modern in its sound and appearance, but we definitely say more and more interest for clean lines, not a lot of fussy millwork.
What do you mean by more open?
Like you'll see, you know, typically kitchen open to the dining room, open to the family room, kind of a free circulation, and that whole concept, which I think has been pretty prevalent for a while, of the kitchen really being the central hub of a house now, whereas, you know, in the past it was closed off with a door and walls and things of that nature.
Yeah. It's very cool. Now tell us about your past projects that stands out in your mind, other than St. Michael's.
Right. No, that definitely stands out. But past one was a couple out in Great Falls we did a project for. They'd been in the house probably 30 years. And the wife finally decided, you know, it was time. Even though the kids were gone out of the house for a while, they probably weren't going to be in the house that much longer, but still the same cabinetry and kitchen and everything from 30 years ago. And just the sweetest woman you'd ever meet. and they spent an ungodly amount of money on this kitchen. And at the end of the day, they would like to see her walk in, her face just beamed at the end of the day. And like during the whole process, like the dog died during the remodel and everything. And it was a whole thing. But, and you just get the, I mean, you're in these people's lives, you know, every day, day after day. And you really get to know that, you know, by the end of the project and kind of seeing the ups and downs as things go. And then at the end result, how happy they are most of the time with, you know, how everything turned out, that it feels nice at the end of the day.
And you feel like you gave them their dream of what they visualized.
Yeah, you do.
And you hit the nail on the head, it seems.
Yeah.
So how can we learn more about you?
You can go to our website, www.thinkmakebuild.com. On there, there's a link to our house site also, which has a few more projects on there. And if you are, you know, entertaining doing a remodel or building a new home, you know, we'd love to talk to you and turn you on to some of the architects that we deal with. You know, whether your aesthetic is kind of traditional or whether you're you know, a hardcore modernist, you know, we can set you up with the folks that'll serve you well, and hopefully we'll be there with you.
Perfect. Well, Darren, thank you so much for being here. Hey. Think, make, build.
Thanks, Tom.
Love the
pleasure.
Name. Coming up next, we got Martin Ditto. He's with the Ditto Residential, and we're going to be talking more about new home construction.